Okay, so everybody is there. Basically, everybody that you can think of is there. It's a soccer field, and the sky is bright blue. It's a beautiful fall day, autumn. Everybody has their scarves on. It's collegiate, fully collegiate, and we're all up on these bleachers. There's no stadium or anything. There's just bleachers for the people to be on, and there's flags on the bleachers. Extremely festive, extremely friendly. Meeting somebody for the new time, the first time, the one time that you're going to meet them, and they're a bald, egg-shaped lizard with very small, glassy eyes, the size of dimes, and a head that opens like a basket to show another egg inside. Very shiny, and you're kind of surprised. I was kind of surprised to find out that somebody I had never met before was actually an alien. And the news is circulating because you're pregnant. It's very exciting. This is your first child. We're all very happy for you. And naturally, we want the best. Somehow, we find out that it is your time. And we are in a kitchen looking for, hot water, towels, frenzy, frenzy. I'm opening drawers and trying to find the right utensil. What kind of utensil do you use during childbirth? A spoon, of course, you use a spoon. So I'm looking at these spoons, and this one is too small, and this one is too flat. This one is made out of plastic, and it's tiny. It's got a ribbon on it. This one is, again, too flat, and none of the spoons will fit. Because, when you're looking for a spoon to deliver a baby with, what could be the perfectest spoon that you could find? Obviously, it doesn't exist. So things are getting very close. They're very close. You're about to deliver. We are in a golf cart and we're driving down the hallway right behind you. You are on a unicycle, perhaps a Segway of some sort. As if possessed, you are standing straight up, looking ahead, not looking at anything, looking straight, just blank, straight ahead. You do have pupils, which is amazing. You're dressed in gauze or maybe silk underwear. It is very clingy and your hair is very short. And you go from the driving position, which is that we are looking at your back down the hallway, to spin around as if you are possessed. And you spin very slowly around in the standing position of the Segway or the unicycle. Right before we get to the door, you collapse in slow motion, and then we are through the door and on the ground, and it's happening. You're delivering this baby. I'm right there. I'm gonna catch it like a football, and you're in a fetal position. There's a mini bar right over there, and people are watching, and it just kind of happens. All of a sudden, I'm covered in blood, and there's a package in my hands. I unwrap it, and I see its little belly, and I see its navel, and the navel isn't connected to anything, which is unusual because you just delivered a baby. And I look up, and it's a piglet, a fresh, clean, probably not alive, 5-month-old piglet, and just sitting there staring at me. And I realize that the whole thing has been a joke, and I say thanks and ha ha ha.